This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. My guest now joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette, Kyle Fredrickson, our Avs insider. Kyle, first off, the Avs get the win. Man, Georgiev was something else, absolutely special. But the underlying thing here, to me at least, and in the spirit of the holidays and everything, is we got Honest Abe Cale Makar. Tell us about that story. He waves off a penalty. I have listeners that are torn on the whole thing, but tell us about how that went down.
Yeah, I got to say, it's one of the more bizarre things that I think I'll ever witness watching an Avalanche game. But essentially, I think it was maybe midway to late in the first period, Cale Makar is chasing down a puck around his own net, and it looks as if he's tripped, and the penalty is called, and the thought is, all right, Avs get a big power play here before the period ends. But then here's Cale, as you mentioned, Honest Abe, in the spirit of giving, you know, whatever you want to credit it to, actually goes and tells the official, hey, that's not a trip, I lost an edge there, don't call it. And, you know, to your credit and to what you just said there, you know, I think it maybe is tearing the fan base apart in terms of what your opinion is, because the Avs lose 2 minutes of, you know, vital power play time where they could have scored in a very tight game. But there's Cale Makar just being the guy that everyone kind of knows him to be. You know, he's not overly interested in doing anything but the right thing in this situation. And give the guy credit, because I don't know that there's many players in the league who would have done the same.
I have decided, Kyle, I thought about this for a very long time, probably too much, but I think he did the right thing. I like it. I do. I mean, I don't know. In this day and age, we don't see that kind of stuff. Guys are looking for calls all the time, and you're hard-pressed to get that kind of honesty. And I'm saying, even if they would have lost, I still feel pretty good about it. It's a pretty neat story. I don't know about Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals, though. Maybe not.
Right, exactly. I think time and place is everything. And even Cale admitted, you know, the first thing that everyone wanted to know in the post-game locker room was, hey, did you do this on purpose, and why did you do this? And you know, throughout that chat, at one point he said, you know, looking back, I don't even know why I did it. But, you know, it was just the morality of the thing. But really, you know, I kind of side with you in terms of the overall implications of him doing that. Number one, they won the game. You know, if they lose, then all of a sudden this becomes a storyline. Why would Cale do this? You know, in a tight loss, this could have been the difference. You know, I think the narrative changes a little bit. But in the same, you know, vein as that, Cale is also building a lot of goodwill with officials, right? I mean, I would imagine that refs across the league would see him doing that. And that might influence just the way they look at him as a player and how he interacts with officials on the ice. Because we've seen Makar get testy at times with officiating. There's been a few games where there's been a couple questionable calls against him. Cale and Bednar have talked about that. But at the end of the day, you know, the officials got to look at this and say, hey, wow, here's a guy who's, you know, going to uphold the rule of law, even if it's, you know, going to be a detriment to his team. And that's saying something.
It really is. And how was Bednar on all of it? Was he pretty cool with it? Did he understand? What was his response?
He was interesting. You know, I'm at practice now, and we're going to be chatting with him in, you know, the next 30 minutes or so. So I'm sure there'll be some follow-ups. But he told us he hadn't chatted with Cale about that play yet. He kind of wore a little bit of a grin that he had no problem with it. You know, he mentioned it was early in the game, so maybe it didn't truly influence the outcome. You know, a lot happened after that play. But, you know, he kind of just said typical Cale. I don't know that anyone in that room or on the bench was really surprised, just because, you know, that's sort of the guy that we've come to know in the media. And, you know, it's nice to see that being authentic in the games as well.
He must have grown up watching Liar Liar maybe too much, you know, Jim Carrey, something like that.
As long as it's just this one game, I think that's good. So let's see if it continues tomorrow night.
I got a lot of respect for it. But you know what else I got a lot of respect for, Kyle, is this team. is, you know, we talked about it when we had you on last time. It's just so riddled with injuries, but they have found ways to kind of ride out this storm. We talked about December being a very tough month for this team. And again, it started out pretty rocky, but they're getting some guys back, I suppose. But for the most part, they have found a way just to go out and win some gritty games. What, they've won like 4 out of the last 5 games.
You're right. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, there was a moment sort of in the thick of that injury mess where, you know, it was the zombie avalanche out there basically with half the lineup coming up from Loveland where they, you know, they played with a lot of effort, but they just kind of looked outmatched in a couple games. But then Valanciunas comes back, Arturi Lehkonen comes back, and kind of slowly we've seen this team look like it looked at the beginning of the year before all these injuries took place. And yeah, the way that they've been able to win in a variety of ways to me is also impressive. You know, we know this team being very capable of blowing opponents out with kind of that firepower. But then that game last night, I mean, 0-0 going into overtime. I can't recall an Avalanche game, you know, that's been that way since I've been covering the team the past couple of years here. So, of course, Georgiev standing on his head, but guys like Alex Rodriguez. E-Rod coming up big in the shootout was just a beautiful move. You know, they're just getting contributions across the lineup. And, you know, just walking into practice earlier, you know, here's Nathan MacKinnon on the opposite practice ice, so not with the team, but doing some drill work. So he's getting closer to a return. So I think once Nate's back in this lineup, everything else gets a little bit more settled, and this is really going to look like the group we expect it to be. But give them credit for essentially staying above 500 throughout all this injury mess, because I think that was kind of the goal through this, and the Avs have done a good job to accomplish that.
Yeah, I got to feel like you're almost playing with house money, because I mean, a lot of people thought, oh, December's just going to tear this team apart. Here they are. Kyle Fredrickson joining us, Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette. How much of this credit goes to Jared Bednar? Because, you know, you listen to the press conferences, Kyle, and you read your quotes that you're putting out in the Gazette, and you hear all these amazing things like, hey, there's no excuses. I don't care who it is. We'll find better guys. We'll find other players if they're not going to come out and play. And to me, as a reader, as a listener, I'm going, I love that. And obviously the players have somewhat responded to that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think that's been the mentality for this team throughout all of this. Like, you know, how do you stay competitive and want to, you know, do your best when so many guys are out of the lineup and it's a tough job every night. But yeah, Jared is kind of instilled this championship mindset with this group that just average or just okay, you know, it isn't good enough. You know, like Martin Tout, he got sent back for a couple weeks, you know, because he had two games that were really poor and you know, that didn't meet the Avs standard. And they don't want to be shifting guys back and forth. They want Tout to stay here. You know, he's a first round pick, but they're not going to settle for anything less. And so I think that speaks volumes to the trust that the Avs have in their AHL development program right now. I mean, it just helps so much that Loveland is just down the road. They can shuffle these guys in and out of the lineup. But yeah, they're really not settling for mediocrity. And, you know, of course they want to help develop guys, but this team feels like it, you know, has the roster to win a championship. So, you know, why would you accept anything less, even with a lot of guys out of the lineup? So, it's been helpful for this team to be on a homestand right now. You know, they finished the fifth game in a row that they've played at Ball Arena. And so I think that's helped guys be more healthy and not have to go on that rigorous travel schedule. And around the holidays, you know, that doesn't hurt as well. But yeah, you know, you love where the team is at this point, you know, despite all the adversity, for sure.
Well, and you wonder how it's going to pay off in the late month of January, you know, late into the month of January or something like that, when you are not, you know, pretty much fully healthy, or hopefully anyway, knocking on wood. You just wonder how battle tested you were in the month of December. And then when you start getting guys back, you know, I don't want to say it seems easier, but maybe it does when you get a MacKinnon back on the ice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then all of a sudden your depth is tested, right?
Right.
All those guys, you know, who've been playing all year, who maybe they don't need in the playoffs immediately. Well, another guy gets hurt. Well, you know, instead of relying on a name and a face that you're not used to, you know, there's several, you know, forwards throughout this group who've been sent up and down who have that experience, whether it's Cowd or Foodie or a number of these guys who've looked really impressive at times. So, you know, finding that consistency in the lineup is what separates some of those AHL guys from being here full-time. But, yeah, I mean, once you get your stars back, all of a sudden, you know, this team looks a lot more talented just because that depth is so much more experience.
It's so refreshing, though, when you hear, and I'm not knocking Nathaniel Hackett, but when you hear Jared Bednar, the way he talks about this team, the honesty that he speaks with, and I'm not saying Hackett's not honest or anything like that, but you could just see it, man. There's a couple of weeks ago, he's just seething. He's very upset, and there's no excuse in his brain at all, and there's not a lot of, like, you know, everybody's working real hard. No, it's if they're not going to be good enough, we got to find people that are, and it's, like we said earlier, sounds like message received. So
yeah,
got a lot of respect for that guy.
Yeah, and you know, I like it as a reporter when he gets a little spicy with us. You know, Jared sometimes will have very short, quick answers, but it's reflective of him and the mood of his team and sort of, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. But it's always honest and kind of straight to the point. And you know, no, like you were saying, no knock on Hackett, but it never really feels like a sales pitch with him, right? He's not trying to sell us anything. You know, he's just trying to answer questions to the best of his ability. And, you know, if that means holding those guys accountable in a way that other coaches might not, you know, you got to love it.
Yeah, no question about it. And we'll see what this team can do. Like you said, finishing up that homestand tomorrow night against Montreal and then back out on the road on Friday. So, Kyle, my man, I can hear the pucks. I can hear it rocking and rolling. No better place to be, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Kyle. Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette. He's there. He's watching practice, and they're hopeful that they can get McKinnon back. He's doing drill work with the team today, so obviously those are good signs that he's out and about. But you got to feel good if you're an Avalanche fan right now. You're 4-1 in your last five games, and you win the shootout last night. Yeah, you got to be feeling really good about your situation. 31 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.